prostitution, and inevitably, multiple prison sentences or an early death. I knew that many foster kids aging out of the system would soon be homeless as I once had been. Many of them would be condemned to sleeping on the ice-cold ground as I had done. Yet, here I was, in my toasty slippers and robe, in my comfortable home. Another shiver rattled through me. I could feel the goosebumps popping up all over my skin, but this time it wasn't because I was cold. I had made some promises to those kids and to myself. Not to the kids individually, but the promises were real to me nonetheless. Years earlier, I had vowed, when I make it in the music business, I will not forget where I came from, and I will come back to help the kids in foster care. But I hadn't done it. When, Jimmy? When are you going to get involved? When are you going to do something? When will you do anything to help someone other than yourself? I'd had hit songs on the radio and performed in some of the finest concert venues in America. I'd been on tour with a country superstar and had sung and recorded with rock stars. My name and music had topped the prestigious Billboard charts for 3 straight weeks at one point in my career. By every standard in the music business, I had made it. Yet, I hadn't kept my promise to those kids. I felt like a fraud. My heart pounded. My mind raced. You've forgotten, haven't you? Had I forgotten what it feels like to scavenge for food, shivering in the cold? How could I have forgotten that dreadful rejection and abandonment I felt when my mom drove off into the night, leaving me to fend for myself in a strange city, hundreds of miles from anything vaguely familiar to me? All those times in lonely, dark places, hands and bodies that weren't mine moving against me. My days spent wandering desolate roads, my nights spent crying tears that refused to form with my eyes wide open, my sleep-deprived body lying awake in fear. Standing there in my warm house, staring at the frigid conditions outside, I felt the cold reality slap across my face. I haven't kept my promise. Oh, sure, I'd performed a few concerts in foster homes. I'd done one not so long ago for a small group of kids at Home Base, a foster care facility in Phoenix. I was always willing and quick to say yes when people asked me to help raise money for foster care-related charities. But I wanted to do something more, something significant. I wanted to make a difference in the lives of kids who've been told over and over that they are nobodies, nothing more than trash, and that their lives are meaningless and don't count. I wanted to help kids who are lonely, hungry, and cold. Lonely, hungry, cold, at Christmas time or any time. Thoughts of Santa Claus cluttered my mind. But instead of Christmas cheer and gifts, the images reminded me that I was as much of a fake as Santa. Basking in the warmth of my home, with friends and fans galore, I'd forgotten what it feels like to be lonely. With my belly full and probably in need of losing a few pounds after poor eating habits on tour, I'd forgotten that horrible ache in my stomach as it screamed for food. And as my hands wrapped around my warm coffee cup, I didn't even want to think.